Almost 2 million people will be newly diagnosed with cancer this year, and almost 607,000 people will die from the disease, according to the American Cancer Society. Local producer and director Keith Thamey wanted to know what Michigan oncologists, as well as clinicians and researchers from across the country, are doing to combat a disease that instantly brings upheaval to a person's life and the lives of their loved ones. Joining me on the phone now is Keith Thamey. Keith, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. So you have put together a three-hour documentary called Those on the Front Lines of Cancer, and we're going to be able to see this on Detroit Public Television, PBS Channel 56 in Detroit, with the first hour beginning 9 to 10 p.m. Thursday, October 10th, and then the remaining 2 hours from 9 to 11 p.m. Thursday, October 17th. Tell us about your journey of putting this together and the journey that people take as they find out they have cancer and go through treatment.
Well, you know, we wanted to look at, and our host is Joanne Pertin, which does an incredible job. We wanted to really look at and understand where we are today with cancer research, the newest prescriptions for people on a journey, those looking, you know, individuals looking for cures for cancer, everything like that. But really, the unsung heroes of the film truly are those that share their very personal journeys of what they're going through, either on a cancer journey or in cancer remission or having lost a loved one to cancer. But I think that the biggest thing for me, and almost 2 years working on, you know, a three-hour documentary, is that, well, early diagnosis is everything. I mean, cancer is a scary, scary disease that can morph itself. You know, the oncologist can be chasing the disease with one treatment and it morphs itself into something else, and they find themselves chasing it with another treatment. And, and cancer's been around a long time. But we're seeing more increases in cancer. And some we're seeing less, but some we're seeing more. And there's, you know, there are some disturbing pieces of information within the context of the film that, why are we seeing more? You know, is it, are we at our own fault in some of our lifestyles? What have we done to the environment? How has this affected how we approach environmental issues? How does that affect our children? So it's a very comprehensive look at cancer and those on cancer journeys in the cancer community. The other facet of the film I thought was really important was to pull to light organizations that do the kind of wraparound, you know, help with families who are in cancer. People like the new, you know, Rainbow Connection, the New Day Foundation, you know, organizations, Kids Kicking Cancer, the work that they do and how important that work is for somebody who's on a cancer journey, because cancer, you know, as anybody can tell you, and I've learned, can be a very, very lonely journey. You're going to have a lot of loved ones and support, but, well, you're really on this journey alone, and it's very uncertain, and that's probably one of the biggest things that strikes fear into somebody is the uncertainty of cancer and you know, where it will take you and where it's going and where it is taking you, and it does take you, you know. And we've had some great new steps in helping treatments, immunology, precision medicine. There's now integrative doctors that are trying to use repurposed drugs. So, I mean, there's clearly individuals that are doing amazing state-of-the-art work. I mean, they really feel that chemo treatment will become archaic at some point. You know, we'll look back on chemo treatment at some point and say, what were we thinking? But at the same time, you know, chemo has saved a lot of lives, but it also has caused a lot of problems, the toxicity of chemo and radiation. But there's a lot of, you know, proton therapy is something we feature in the film, you know, which is an extremely new form of treatment, very, very precise, almost like pencil painting a tumor with no damage from the radiation leaving the body and other organs. So, you know, it's a film that's medically information educating. It's inspiring to hear stories and to understand the significance of what loved ones go through and what somebody goes through with cancer. So, I mean, it kind of, you know, in 3 hours, it hits on all the cylinders.
You were in and out of a lot of hospitals across the country and right here in Southeast Michigan. Can you tell us a little bit about the access you were able to get and what you learned about what's happening and what's new in the fight against cancer?
You know, it's exciting that people really do want to share their stories, especially in the medical community, because they're proud of the work that they're doing. So, you know, everything from, you know, Carmanos Cancer Center, Beaumont, UVM, Henry Ford, Ascension Medicine. And I think that even more importantly than just those organizations are the doctors, you know, the ones that just sat in front of the camera and really let me pepper them with some difficult questions, you know, like, hey, is cancer big business? How does the pharmaceutical companies justify this? Where are we going with this? You know, and how does marijuana work versus opioids? And we really touch on a lot of very, what seems to be maybe delicate subjects, but it was really inspiring to see the oncologists who were really, and that was probably the most inspiring to me, very big advocates of their patients. And they'll tell you straight up, listen, we've gone awry with opioids. You know, if the medical marijuana is something that can help individuals, and we have a very detailed section about that in the film, they're all for it. Cancer, big business. You know, there isn't one oncologist I talked to that didn't say, you know what, this is just wrong. In America, we pay exorbitant amount of costs for pharmaceuticals in relation to cancer drugs and other drugs as well. But you can go to some place like Canada and pay a tenth of the cost. Why is that? You know, and so these are frustrations not only echoed by the patients, but it's echoed by the oncology community. And, you know, maybe there are some elements in the film that they seem controversial. But you know what? I wanted to create a film that will create a dialogue of discussion. And this film definitely creates a dialogue of discussion. And it's the most important part of the film really is that we wanted to give a voice to the cancer community. It really is their film. We really want them to be able to speak up and talk about their frustrations, the perils of cancer, and, you know, and the successes of cancer and the losses of cancer.
Cancer doesn't discriminate. It hits young and old, men and women. Did you find a lot of similarities among cancer patients, and were there differences as well, depending on their age and other issues?
You know, cancer, it does not discriminate. And, you know, it was at one time considered an age-related disease, and it's not like that anymore. We're seeing younger and younger breast cancer women patients that you'll see in the film. There's an increase in childhood leukemias, and they're trying to understand why. Dr. Taub at Michigan Children's Hospital in Detroit, trying to understand why is that. We filmed at Berkeley University with the head of leukemia research there to understand why is there an increase in children's leukemias. It's so frightening and it's heart-wrenching to sit with parents who are dealing with a child 2, 3, 4 years old who are trying to navigate through a cancer journey and the uncertainty of it. You know, there are certain cancers. Pancreatic cancer obviously affects people as they get older. Lung cancer as people get older. But, you know, you're seeing a lot of new melanomas becoming sooner, skin cancers, leukemias sooner. So it's really across the board. You know, we could have done another 3 hours. I mean, there's so much to cover within cancer. We did just the best we could with 3 hours.
All right. Those on the Front Lines of Cancer begins on Thursday, October 10th from 9 to 10, PBS Channel 56 in Detroit. Keith Famey, thanks for joining us on the Paul W. Smith Show.
No, thank you so much for letting us talk about the film. Thank you.
You bet.